In just a few minutes, we're going to have a conversation with our partner, the New York Times, about their recent decision to come out in support of legalizing marijuana. But first, there is some tension playing out across the country between states that have legalized recreational marijuana, and there are two of them right now, and the jurisdictions that border on those states who don't want marijuana legalized. For Nebraska, which is right up against Colorado, the substance is making its way across the border. Towns in Nebraska are reporting dramatic increases in marijuana-related crimes, and they are not happy about it. BJ Wilkinson is the chief of police for the Sidney, Nebraska Police Department, which borders right on Colorado. Chief, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for being on. Tell us how your life as chief has changed in these several many months since Colorado legalized marijuana.
In the first 5 months of 2014, we arrested as many people for marijuana-related crimes as we did in all of 2013. That has an impact not only on us in terms of calls for service and the workload that goes with that, but it also has an impact on our jail, which is run by our sheriff's office. And then that trickles into the judicial process. The amount of work that's being pushed through the entire process is at times and can be overwhelming.
Now, of course, we all know, Chief, that a crime is what the law says it is. So you're seeing an increase in marijuana-related crimes for things that just a mile or two away are legal, like possession of a couple of grams of marijuana. Folks in Colorado might say, well, you're having trouble in your jail and you're having trouble in your courts because you're criminalizing something that should be legal.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that's the rub. There are people that leave Nebraska, go across the border to take a 15-minute drive. They could go and purchase marijuana and marijuana-related products. And there's some sense of entitlement, you're exactly right about that, that, hey, guess what? I bought it legally, I possessed it legally, I should be able to bring it home legally. And Nebraska law doesn't say that. Nebraska law says it is illegal to possess any amount. I'm not in favor of the legalization of marijuana because I, having been a police officer both in Wyoming and Illinois and now in Nebraska for almost a quarter of a century, I've seen the effects, the long-term and the short-term effects of marijuana use on a community, on families, on quality of life issues.
What are some of those effects that you feel like you've seen, the detrimental effects on people and families?
Lots of experience with families who have been involved in the regular recreational use of marijuana, which often typically turns into a lifestyle that centers around the way to get some marijuana, disposable income or critical income in family units oftentimes becomes displaced. And rather than we're paying for the things that we need to keep the family unit running, the family finances revolve around how to carve out enough money to get the next bag of weed because we like to use it. We like to smoke it.
But that's not necessarily a crime. People generally don't do B&Es, breaking and entering, to get marijuana. I mean, maybe they do, but generally not.
Well, typically not. And you're right about that. But we start to see the impact of the displacement of financial priority from one area to another, then begin to impact our ability to maintain things like rent and utilities. We start to see the ability diminish to get to work on time and maintain gainful employment. We start to see the foundations of a family deteriorate through the regular habitual and what people like to call recreational use of marijuana.
Even if all those things are true, and I'm sure that you're probably right in a lot of cases, are those things the concern of a law enforcement officer like yourself?
Yeah, they do, because they oftentimes lead to other issues. Property crime, we see a rise in methamphetamine use. We see an increase in the amount of prescription medication on the black market. And now we're starting to see an increase in the availability of heroin, all on the wave that marijuana use has created as it comes across a border from a state that's legal to us.
Chief, before we let you go, I know maybe this isn't realistic, but do you wish you could have your officers kind of set up a roadblock over there on a border and stop everyone coming through and kind of deal with this problem that way?
I'd love to be able to set up a wall, but quite frankly, it's coming to us faster than we could stop it.
Marijuana is now legal in Colorado, and just a couple miles away, one police chief says it's spilling over into his community in ways that they don't want. BJ Wilkinson is chief of police in Sidney, Nebraska. Hey, Chief, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.